Are we correcting members? Oh. We remember we were supposed to have today a joint committee with COCTA. COCTA has asked to reschedule the meeting because today they are with SCOPA. So we will just have our own meeting in which we will consider the minutes and then discuss and consider the report of the oversight visit that we did in Gauteng. So that's what we are going to do today. Honourable members, we meeting today while still the country is still in crisis, if I can put it crudely. Many of our brothers and sisters are killed in Joburg. In what some are saying is xenophobic, but I believe the leadership of this country when it's saying that it's not xenophobic. It's more of a criminal matter. Remember how it started. It's when those drug dealers in Pretoria killed a taxi driver who didn't want them to sell drugs to a young boy. And then that's how it started. So we cannot say totally xenophobic. It also involves a criminal matter. But it's wrong for our country. I hope that our police minister will try and arrest those criminal activities and ensure that our country is calm again. The sketch of violence against women, I think now it's something that all of us united as this country, we need to take up in arms. It cannot be correct that our women and children are killed day in, day out. I've even stopped counting. Just over, if you count from Monday last week up to today, you'll find that you have more than 100 reported cases of people killed, abducted, kidnapped. It's so frustrating. And as women, we can't sleep. We are afraid that it may be you next, it may be your child next. A friend of mine was calling me yesterday saying that, hey, I am in this car and there are three men in this car. I am so afraid. And I ask, take the number plate and all those things. But it was just a normal drive. Nothing happened to her. But the reality is that we are afraid as women. We are afraid. We are afraid. So I'm appealing to the men that I hear that do something to ensure that this does not continue. It has to start with us. Even if you talk to your friend, even if you talk to your son, even if you talk to your neighbor and say, please don't commit any act of violence against women and children. It has to start somewhere. And if we can do that, we can change the outlook of this country. With those few words, I am welcoming you all in this meeting, hoping that we will deliberate and engage in the report. The reason we had to start before the catering came, as it is coming now, is because we could see Ndoba, we are running out of time. But after they have set out all the things, we will break. But the first thing that we have to do, we'll deal with apologies. Mr. Ngoma? We have only one apology, Honourable Members, that of Honourable Sibuisa, who indicated that she has a commitment, so she won't be part of today's meeting. So that's the only apology. Oh, the second one is the one of Nola. Nola is off sick. She has been booked off by the doctor. I think, as you can hear, even myself, I'm not well, but okay, I decided to come. Remember, Tina, we are those that said we are standing, and as such, there's no way that you can't come to a... and had the rains to us. We didn't say we will have fever or whatever. So those are the apologies. Honorable Jobo?
Morning, honorable members and staff. Honorable Mashele and Jonas.
ANC is going to join us. He's running late. Honorable Sumisa from EFF, who has sent apology. And apparently even the honorable one, the her alternate is also not here, because it would have been better. Then can we look at the minutes, the first batch of minutes? Will join us, the alternate from the EFF. We have two sets of minutes with us, the one of the 21st of August and the one of the 4th of September that we have to consider and deal with, honorable members. I hope that everyone has the minutes. We will start with the one of the 21st of August. On page one, Honorable Higlin.
Thank you, Chair. Oh, God in heaven. Sorry, Chair, may I just ask that on all the documentation my name be changed to M. B. Higlin, not just B. Higlin?
Okay, please.
Thank you, Chair.
That is today to be the better writing. M. B. Higlin. Honorable Graham?
If we're doing corrections of names, can I also ask that my double barrel be added, so the Marae part of my surname be added as well, please. Thank you. M-A-R-E.
M-A-R-E,
with a little thing on the E, so it should be Graham hyphen Marae. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and members, staff. On that minute, I was present at that meeting and my name is omitted. Can it please be added?
Can you please add the name of Honorable Fazgalvik on that meeting?
On this one, you were just upset.
Okay, and then on page two, another member. Page two.
Page three. Page 5. Page 6. Barbara Graham Marie.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. You're lucky. Before I got married, my surname was Yankovic Bershon. This is a lot easier. Just on the last paragraph before number five observations, it says the department gave. I think it should be the department have stated that the program would be. It's just a spelling correction. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Graham. Any other consideration? Page 7. Yes.
If I may, just in that same paragraph, we talk about the Limpopo built environment bursars. A bursar is somebody who handles money. It's not the recipient of a bursary. So I think that word needs to be changed, of the built environment bursary holders or bursary recipients or something, and not bursars.
Then can we have a mover who can confirm that this is a true reflection of what we discussed on the other day? Mm-hmm. Honorable Higgins, so moved. Honorable Njobo, seconded. Then we go to the minutes of the 4th of September. When we had a joint meeting. Let's start with page 1. Can we correct the initials of Honorable Higlin? MB. Can we please trade? Nels, can you note that? Please. This is not the first time. And then the surname of Honorable Graham.
Che.
Marie.
Also myself, it's S-R from Celtic.
S-R. Okay. S-R from Celtic. Can you write our correct names, please? S-R. And Shavalala? You are not L.
L-F.
L-F. Okay.
If I may ask the honorable members to translate in English, for some of us, you know, Zulu is very difficult to understand.
Umalo is aware that we have 11 official languages, so we can't translate. So it means if you can
voorzitter,
Shabalala.
Voorzitter, kan ek enige bijvoegings maak dan?
Yeah, whatever. Page 2 of the minutes. Page 3 of the minutes. Honourable Clan.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask, was there no apology tendered for the minister?
Was there no confirmation? So, Stephen, I'm not saying anything. Did you submit an apology for the minister?
Yes, sir. You didn't even mention it.
Because the one that is here is written is for the deputy minister. I think we must also include the one for the minister. There was cabinet, isn't it?
Yes.
And to which the deputies are invited. Oh, okay. And then that briefing, which starts from page 2, 3, and 4. If I may ask, there were questions that especially the Department of Environmental Affairs, the Fisheries and Forestries, that did not respond to. Remember was it the 200 questions? and then we agreed that before we sit another meeting, those responses, we must have received them. I want to check.
Yeah,
the responses, are they back?
No.
Okay. We need to take an action on that one.
That's
what we said.
Yeah.
Can we then have a mover for that this minute a true reflection? Honorable Prime Mare?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Honorable Mjoba? Thank you. But I think we must also agree that there's something missing on the minute, because we agreed that the responses must be here. They could have been added to this package. So we must indicate that we have not yet received the responses that we were expecting. We are then through with the issue of the minutes, because it was the minutes. And then even according to our program, we'll then have a tea break, then come back and consider the report.
Chairperson, before we move forward,
yes.
I also want to join the concern in terms of the responses that we expect. I think we should be firmer in future in terms of identifying clear time frames on when we should receive responses, because since I've joined the committee, there's several responses or information that has been requested from the different stakeholders, and till date I haven't received anything. So if the responses hasn't been received by the secretary, I would therefore like to propose that written letters should be sent to those individuals and organizations to respond to that, and in future we should require responses no later than the Monday after the meeting. Thank you.
Honorable Shabalala.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, maybe if we can ask the administration whether they do template or just to note in every meeting it trace Yama responses and whatever that needed to be in front so that they don't get to do not.
Thank you, Chair. Just to respond to the Honourable Foscarwick as well as Honourable Shabalala, some of the entities did respond. I recall the CIDB once had to send the responses. I remember they sent theirs. Some of the others did not. But just regarding a template, we have a tracking mechanism which is actually checking not only on these types of responses, but also checking on undertakings that is made in meetings to do certain things and by certain dates. It's very important also to sometimes add who's responsible for it in the department and by when it will come. And very often it will be intergovernmental relations or, you know, somebody that like that would take charge of it, or the PLO or somebody. But, Chair, those things are in place. We should perhaps, Chair, in one of the meetings close to the end of this particular term, but maybe at the beginning of the term and at the end of the term, present that to the members so the members can see, because we use that to decide on agenda items. Those things actually become agenda items. Whatever mistakes, whatever errors, whatever submissions there are, become items for the agenda for the following term. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
We break now for 3 minutes past 10, and then it's 10:15. Yeah, 10:15.